Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. Springtime means warmer weather and more time outside for children. For those who suffer allergies, this can mean misery. Dr. David Hageman, the Vanderbilt Asthma, Sinus, and Allergy Program, will speak on some tips regarding children and seasonal allergies. Dr. Hageman, what causes spring allergies?
When we talk about spring allergies, we're mostly focused on two types of pollen that are very common. The first one is tree pollen that usually comes out in about mid-February and lasts until the end of May. The second type of pollen is grass pollen, and that happens a little later in the year, usually the end of April, and it's usually gone by June.
How can I tell if my child has allergies or just a cold?
So I think there's two main things that we look for to tell the difference between allergies and a common cold. One, the allergies will tend to be persistent and last for a long time, whereas a cold will come on, it'll get worse, and then it generally goes away. And also, you know, other people will catch a cold from somebody, it may spread by the family. The other thing, because your question is a good one, because oftentimes the symptoms are very similar, nasal congestion, drainage, those type of things. Things that go with a cold, body aches, fever, and those two things don't go with allergies.
Okay.
The other thing is the itchiness from histamine release is more common during allergies, whereas with a cold, you can have it, but it's just not as bad.
Not as bad. Now, is there something that my child can take if she has allergies?
And that's where it's real helpful to get with an allergist to find exactly what folks are allergic to, because oftentimes there'll be other things that will trigger these very common symptoms of congestion and drainage that aren't allergic. And that's important to know because oftentimes things like common over-the-counter antihistamines don't help those folks.
Okay.
So if you can find out what they're allergic to, then you can avoid those things.
Right.
That's very helpful. You can do allergy shots, which is very helpful. And it also gives you a sense that if you know, for example, that you're tree allergic, you can actually start the medicine before the tree pollen comes out.
Okay.
Because we generally say these are very safe medicines that do a great job at preventing swelling, but they don't do such a good job once you're all swollen.
Once it's already there.
Yeah.
Okay. So just taking some preventative stuff in place if you already know. Okay.
Right.
Can my child outgrow allergies?
So generally, once you become allergic, that stays with you. But we do see folks that, of course, as kids get bigger, you know, their airways get bigger, and they it tends not to be quite as big a deal. We also notice that once kids get into the late teens and 20s, they often, you know, their allergies tend to subside somewhat. Now, they can come back, but generally that late teen years, they do better.
They do better. How can I minimize my child's exposure to outdoor allergens?
Yeah, that's a tough one. And I just tell people, don't worry about it.
Okay.
And that may be not what you want to hear. But honestly, you know, that pollen travels, you know, great distances, and it's so abundant that even if you stay inside and do all the avoidance of pollen things that we hear about, the minute you make that dash from your car into the house, you get a nose full of pollen. I mean, there are some things that we talk about, like wiping your pets off so that they don't bring pollen into the house.
Right.
And, you know, keeping your windows closed. And generally, those are designed so that you don't have a 24-hour exposure to pollen, which I think that's probably important.
Mm-hmm.
And so keeping the windows closed and trying not to track in pollen on your clothes or on pets is probably the most important thing you can do.
So there's nothing that you can do because you pretty much have to go out, so.
Right. Now, I will say that a lot of people ask about, hey, do air purifiers work? And what I can tell you is that air purifiers absolutely will take pollen out of the air. The problem is we haven't been able to show very well that really benefits patients. There have been a few studies that suggest that, and I think it's probably a good idea if you're a real allergic person to take out the irritants and the allergens out of the air. That just makes sense.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think, again, trying to figure out what you're allergic to, and allergists can be very helpful with that. And number one, making sure there really are allergies going on. It's not a virus or an irritant. And then some guidelines as to what you can avoid and when you need to start taking your medicines. I think that's the real important thing.
Key thing. Thank you, Dr. Hagedorn.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.